You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today. But we welcome in, as we do every Tuesday, Maryland Terrapins head football coach Mike Locksley. First off, Coach, how are you? Congrats on the win. Coach, you there?
I'm here.
There we go.
What's up, guys?
Sorry, that's what happens when you have me operating things. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I got to ask you, so starting off that game, it's got to feel pretty special midway through the first to get a defensive touchdown to really get things kicked off. And it seemed like everything settled down after that.
Yeah, you know, started slow, and for me, it was something that we didn't want to do. We wanted to get started fast, and they took the first opening drive down. They, you know, most people defer, and they wanted the ball, and we got a lot of penalty yards on that first drive, and we were able to hold them down inside the red zone. And the big play that Zaire Mathis made on the tipped interception with Daniel Wingate kind of jump-started us, and it opened up us in all three phases.
You want to talk about Malik Washington? He had 258 yards, three touchdowns, 27-43. Kind of a big day.
Yeah, nice entrance for the freshman quarterback that, you know, has been much talked about, and it's great to see him get off to a fast start. And, you know, as we have talked about around here, it's great that he was able to play well in his first opportunity. But, you know, we all realize that he's still a young player. He's a guy that missed some time during training camp, and so I think he still hasn't scratched the surface. Did not play perfectly, but did some really nice things, and it was good to see him perform that way under the lights.
Hey, Coach, one of the things we talked about with you last week is the depth of the team and some unknowns there. In games like this, is it a really good opportunity to kind of take a look at some of those guys to see if you think they can be pieces to your team moving forward?
No, I mean, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, as coaches, we often talk about the big jump that you make from game one to game two is because you have a lot of unknowns. And then when you finally have a body of work to evaluate, which we do now and after watching the tape from last week's game, obviously there's some things to get cleaned up. We handedly won the game. But as I told our team on Sunday night before we practiced, just imagine what it would look like if we really cleaned up some of the self-inflicted things that happened. And, you know, we've got 64 first-year players that had never played a game in the shell on Saturday, and it was great to see those young, inexperienced guys get off to a good start. And now for us as coaches, it gives us an opportunity to correct some of the things that we saw on tape, and we expect to do that from game one to game two.
So how do you see the rest of this season? How do you feel about the team? We asked you this before the season started. I know, you know, coaches usually say, but this was a good opening for this team. He looked great. What do you think going forward now?
You know, it's tough to say. And again, you still really don't know. I've always said that I know we've recruited well. And that showed up in the game Saturday with a bunch of guys. Sydney Stewart from right up around up in the Baltimore area, Concordia Prep, had a big play for us as a true freshman. C.J. Smith, the linebacker, true freshman. Zaire Mathis out of Emotep up in Philly. And, of course, obviously Malik all played really well. But we won't really know the type of team we have until we face some adversity together. Because last year that's kind of what was the thing that hurt us was when we faced adversity, we did not stick together. And I don't see that with this team so far. But until we hit some of this adversity, that's when we really will find out what kind of team we have.
Well, what can you tell us about your next opponent, Northern Illinois? They beat up on Holy Cross. Well, they won 19-7. It was a close game. What have you seen from them? Well, you don't have to tell us everything from one film about how you guys match up.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they've got a great head coach. And, you know, Thomas Hammack's a guy that a lot of people in this area know. He was a running back coach for the Ravens and really successful there as an assistant. Got an opportunity to become a head coach. He's part of the coalition that I started, so he and I are very familiar with each other, and I've got a lot of respect for him. He's had some big wins over there at Northern a couple of years ago or last year, upset Notre Dame, and he's been a coach of the year in the conference where they won the league 2 years ago. So I know that they'll be well coached. You know, they played Holy Cross a week ago and had a tough game, and you know what I liked when I watched them on tape is that they were in a battle, a dogfight, but they found a way to win, and that's what, you know, really good teams do. So, again, they'll come in here Friday night. They've got some returning guys, I think three impact guys, the running back there, 45, their slot receiver number 6, who's also a big-time return guy, I think returned a kickoff for a touchdown a week ago. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, I expect them to be a sub type of defense where, you know, their two defensive ends, 97 and 11, can both be impactful players in the game.
I love that he's been watching film. You see the numbers. He's just throwing them out and letting you know. But, hey, Coach, you got a couple of home games you talked about, a big one coming up with Towson, which I think a lot of fans here are excited. How important is it, real quick, to get people out for these home games that you have before you head out to Wisconsin?
You know, it is really important. But once this season gets going, I mean, if it's one person or 53,000 people, I really don't care because what we've got to do is put the product on the field, and I'm going to focus my energy on that. I've talked a lot about wanting to have people come support our program, and hopefully people see that we're making the necessary adjustments as an athletic department, as a football program, to try to put on the field a product that people want to come see. The Baltimore area has been a rabid fan base. If you go watch the way the Ravens Stadium looks on game day, I would love to mimic it. We've got some great players from up that way that are in our program down here, and somehow, some way, we've got to continue to try to build this thing and build on the momentum that we've created. We've got a good young quarterback, a good young nucleus of players that really, I think last week did a pretty good job, and I think I know they'll only get better.
Yeah, and a lot of local talent for people to come check out as well as an added benefit. Coach, good luck this week, and we'll be talking to you again next week.
You got it.
Thank you, Coach. Next week. Appreciate it.
And I think there might be some people that take what he said the wrong way. Like, well, he wants fans in the stands.
Oh, of course.
He's just focused in on his job. And there's always something to be said, too. Like, if I put the product on the field, if you build it, they will come, right? If you put the product on the field that people want to see, they'll come out. But it's a chicken or egg thing of, can we get people to come out before and then the product gets better? We'll have to see. But, you know, like, it'd be nice to see more and more people heading out there.
Yeah, of course. That's the only thing that disappoints you a little bit about going. Because I go to Maryland football games. I went a lot when Jack was a student there. And you watch other Big Ten schools. And I'm not talking, I mean, Michigan, Ohio State, I get it. But other places pack the house. Well, and Maryland never does.
Have you looked at Maryland's schedule this year? I was just checking the thing out about how many different teams they have to play late. Some ranked teams and teams that are just going to be flat out good. You know, and after their bye week.
They avoid Ohio State this year, though.
Yeah. Well, they avoid that, but after their bye week, they get Indiana, who's ranked. Remember, they had a really good team
last
year. At Rutgers, at Illinois, who's ranked 12th. Number 14, Michigan, and then you finish up at Michigan State. And wondering if that Michigan State game will loom large of trying to get bowl eligible for both of those teams, depending on how the season goes. But right now, things look good for them.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.